I'm always for the underdog.
Well, as you know, there's a misquote.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
It's almost like basketball season. I just want to increase my stats.
Who's a basketball coach?
These guys are athletes. You can make them champions.
What made the tension of that season so severe?
Sports.
Welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the greatest show on turf. It is the post-game show on 104.5 Bob FM, brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. My name is Mike Misico. Joined by my side is the one and only Brendan Morris. What's up, man?
What's going on?
You came back.
Pleasure to be back.
You were gone last week, and
one
I know
the
tens of listeners were very upset to not hear you. Shout out to Tom Devitt. He filled in via Skype.
Did he?
It was a disaster, of course, trying to do it over Skype.
And it's all right.
I like the fact that we still have full control of his Twitter,
Did
though.
Did you tell Tom Devitt that I actually got to talk to Tom Brady or Tom Brady's look-alike, sound-alike?
I forgot to tell him that. I should have brought that up. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, Tom Brady, the real Tom Brady, called in.
Mm-hmm. It was impressive.
That was awesome. You were helping out at a wrestling event.
A wrestling event?
Yeah, Mikey Zero's wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I was. Yeah.
Pro wrestling.
That was like high school wrestling, was I? No.
Did you get involved in any of the... you get involved in the action this time?
I spent maybe 5 seconds in the ring, which would be expected, but I was just dancing real quick.
No.
Dancing shirtless. That's what he uses me for.
Get in there. You got to get in there and throw some punches, man.
Nah, I mean,
get on the top.
Any
the top
punches
rope.
Are going to get thrown in that ring, it's going to be towards me, and I'm probably going to get thrown out of it.
No. Dude, suplex.
I think that's what it's leading. I'm going to have to get thrown through something.
You're going
to
get thrown through a glass or...
I've danced in that ring, in the MCPW ring, like 3 times now shirtless without any physical contact to me. So now
it's
coming. Like, oh, gosh.
Something's coming.
Something's coming.
The light bulbs over the back.
Yeah.
Smash through a table.
That would be cool, though.
You could handle that.
Yeah, why not? One time.
Yeah, I'm in, too.
Knock me out.
I'm going to get in there, too. Me and you should challenge...
Get a ticket, man.
We should challenge Mikey Zero to a match. You and I.
Right.
We'll tag team.
Okay, he's got nothing.
He get a partner of his choice. We'll take him on.
You know what? I don't even know if Mikey could find a partner anymore. I don't think anybody likes him anymore.
Oh, man. That's sad.
We'll just see if he's listening. Yeah. That was my call.
We'll be a tag team, but I'll be the guy in the corner that never tags in and like act like I'm going to tag you, but then I'd pull my hand back and then just watch you get smashed through glass and stuff. That'd be great, but I digress. It is the postgame show. It's Friday night. It's the 26th day of March. And we've got a huge show tonight, Brendan. There is girls' district finals in basketball going on, and we'll keep you informed as those scores start to come in. It's been a busy week in high school sports. We've got a couple guests coming in via the Bob FM Sports Hotline tonight. Kingsley wrestler Gavin Merchant, he's a district champion. It's a night of champions here tonight.
Ooh,
that's what I dubbed tonight, a night of champions. Gavin Merchant, he's only a freshman. He's like 26-0 or something, his record.
Nice.
And a district champion. They have regionals tomorrow. Kingsley sending, I think, 10 people to regional action tomorrow. Traverse City West bowler Jeremy Decker. First time we've talked to a wrestler and a bowler on the show.
That's awesome. I love it.
He's a junior, Jeremy Decker. He's heading to states. He's like the lone states qualifier in bowling in northern Michigan, I think, for
representing.
Boys.
Representing.
Well, guess what? He rolled a perfect game, a 300 night.
That's a real thing that happens?
A perfect game. All strikes. Nothing but strikes.
Wow.
It's very rare, but he did it, so we'll talk to him about that. I was like, if I break 100 in bowling, I freak out. I'm like, that is awesome, man.
I can't even do a perfect score in Wii bowling, let alone real bowling. I'm terrible at bowling.
Well,
so that's
this
impressive.
Guy did it, Jeremy Decker. He is going downstate to compete
magic.
In the state finals tomorrow. We'll talk to him about that. We've got scores from the district semifinals for girls from Wednesday to get you caught up to where they are now. The boys' district semis were last night. We've got a lot of action there and some stats. Girls' district finals are tonight again, as we mentioned, and boys' district finals in basketball are tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. We have the list, Brendan. Let's just talk about what really quickly before we dive into some other stuff. What games are going on tonight in girls' district finals? We're going to be crowning champions at some point here.
Right. So people are taking away hardware tonight. Right now, Cadillac and Ludington facing off. Cadillac girls looking to move on. They've been fantastic all year long, and I believe the winner of that game will be moving on into the regional. I think they play Clare and Standish Sterling winner. Winner of Ludington and Cadillac there. And also moving on, Traverse City West playing Petoskey. However, we might have a final score in that.
Oh.
Might be a final score. I'll let you know shortly.
All right.
But Kent City playing Morley Stanwood. McBain and Houghton Lake facing off tonight. We got Clare and Standish Sterling. Farwell and Beaverton playing. Glen Lake and Elk Rapids. I had the privilege of seeing both of those two teams play. Both great teams, so that's going to be an impressive matchup. Both teams can shoot. And it looks like Fairview and Mile. Actually, Mile got the win by default. Looks like might have to...
That was a COVID forfeit.
Was that a forfeit there?
Which I've seen a lot of those.
Unfortunately,
recently,
that's going to... You know, we expected that to happen at some point. And moving on, Bel Air. They're taking on Leland. Johannesburg, Lewiston, and St. Ignace might have also have a final score there. We'll come back around roundabout to the final scores that we do have so far. Sault Ste. Marie, they're taking on Sheboygan. Meesick with Frankfort and Muskegon County Central and Walkerville.
All right, that's the girls' games going on tonight. So 6 o'clock tip-off for those. So those games still underway, some coming to their conclusion.
And we do have the final score for Petoskey, Traverse City
West. We do. There is a district champion.
There is a district champion.
Who is it?
Petoskey Lady Northmen beating Traverse City West 36-21. Kenzie Brownlee leading the way with 10 points for the Petoskey.
Wow, congratulations.
Nice job. Way to go.
Lady Northmen are your district champions tonight. And a fine job to Traverse City West, who actually made a nice district run after kind of a struggling through the regular season. Hats off to them, but congratulations, Petoskey.
Right.
That's our only final?
That's our only final so far.
That got me amped up, man.
We do have a current game that's happening that's almost done. Posen leading Onaway 25-24 after three quarters of play in the district finals.
Okay.
Posen girls leading Onaway girls 25-24.
All right. Thank you, Brendan. There we go. We'll let you know as scores continue to come in. Our first district champs of the night, Petoskey Lady Northmen. Let's start here, Detroit. We'll talk some pro sports here, get this stuff out of the way. The Lions are in NFL free agency is underway right now. Some teams in the NFL making a splash, by the way. If you want to be a part of the program at any time, 231-947-4471 is the studio line. Feel free to weigh in on anything. The free agency time is underway. Some teams making some big moves. There was a big shakeup in the NFL that actually might kind of have a ripple effect for the Detroit Lions, right?
Yeah, so there's like a three-way trade between Eagles, Dolphins, 49ers. It looks like the 49ers moved up, and Dolphins moving down in their picks. So Dolphins, looks like they're sticking tight with Tua Tagovailoa. I think I nailed that, Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, you got it.
Boom. And he's their quarterback moving forward. They're moving down to probably pick up a wide receiver or some guy to fill in that team.
Some other kind of weapon,
because
right.
You know the teams at the top are still looking for a quarterback. You know who Jacksonville's picking, and right. You know who the 2 and 3 spots are picking, probably quarterbacks as well.
Here's the thing. So Niners move up to the number 3 spot. It's always interesting around this time of year for the NFL. But so they've got Jimmy G, Garoppolo.
Yes. Yeah,
so what's Garoppolo's future? I think he's toast. Was he really that good?
He was all right in maybe just the system they had. I don't know. He didn't spend a whole lot of healthy time.
He's
only played, I think, a total of 16 games or one.
Yeah, he's injury prone. I guess he was efficient in his time when he was playing. He just didn't seem like a kind of a standout stud quarterback. But didn't he take them to the Super Bowl?
They went to the Super Bowl, the next year he's dealing with injuries. So that's...
We'll see.
Well, and the year before he went to the Super Bowl, he was dealing with injuries. So that's what's tough about them. And by the way, he's played more than 16 games. I don't know why I said only 16
games.
Well,
he hasn't played a lot.
He only played one full season with the 49ers. Right. His other seasons with the 49ers, he spent most of the time on the bench hurt. But they could pick another quarterback. I heard maybe BYU's quarterback they might pick up.
Yeah, there's a few in there. So I think the Niners, the only reason they're moving up is to get a quarterback.
Zach Wilson or Ohio State's Justin Fields. You got Mac Jones out of Bama.
Right, Trey Lance, North Dakota. Zach Wilson of BYU, I don't know if you mentioned him. But so there's some, what are the Jets going to do at number 2? Are they going to keep Sam Darnold? They've got the number 2 pick.
Right.
What happens there? I don't know. I would maybe get rid of Sam Darnold and try to trade this guy away.
Trade him away to where? Who's going to?
Right. I don't know. I saw a one mock draft from the Detroit Free Press is projecting that Florida tight end Kyle Pitts, that we shouldn't be surprised if the Lions draft a tight end at number 7. And I think that would be the most asinine thing the Lions could do. That's a full-on Detroit Lions move.
Why? Why would we do that? I don't know.
Why would you draft a tight end?
I'm not going to say we It's not my choice. But
so we've got a really good tight end right now already, and then they just picked up another tight end in free agency. What's his name?
Josh Hill from the Saints. So right. You already have tight ends, so I would hope they would either go receiver or maybe build up that defense a little bit
Dan Campbell is familiar. He came over. He was the tight ends coach for New Orleans for the Saints, so he knows this guy, this Hill guy, and he coached him last year. He brought him over. If they waste a pick of the 7th overall, they've done this before.
Right. And here, let's quickly go over some of the free agents they have, and maybe that could help us.
Yeah, here's some of the things that the Lions have done in free agency this week.
Romeo Okwara is one of their bigger signings. Of course, he's defensive end, one of their bigger names on the defensive side. They signed him to a 3-year deal worth over about roughly $39 million.
I like that deal. He's a great defensive player.
Got to keep him around. Yes, so, yeah, yes. Give him
That's
the money.
Good.
Keep
three, him. 3-year deal for him.
Lock him down. They did sign a few receivers, including Breshad Perriman from the Jets to a 1-year deal. Tyrell Williams on a 1-year deal. He's coming over from, I believe, the Vegas Raiders. And they have another receiver that they added on. So are they going receiver in the draft with that first pick, the Bama receiver? Who knows? Probably not. Maybe not. It would be within the Lions' realm of not choosing, which would be a nice pick. They did pick up a running back from the Packers, Jamal Williams. Obviously, he's been like their second-tier running back for a while. He's kind of been their
I like him because I do fantasy football. Jamal Williams, he's the guy that comes in vultures touchdowns.
Exactly.
But I like it. I like the signing of Jamal Williams. It's a strong running back. Whatever happened with Adrian Peterson, did he get cut? I haven't even been following.
No, I think he's still part of the...
He's still?
It's Adrian Peterson.
Kerryon Johnson's role will be diminished with Jamal
Williams. Yeah, he might not even be on the team much longer. Didn't have much...
No,
in the way
he's
of
another guy is always injured.
And DeAndre Swift, obviously, he's going to probably be the premier back for the Lions. It's just who's going to back him up is going to be the question. They did get Alex Anzalone, a linebacker, on a 1-year deal, also from the Saints. So that's another head coaching probably decision there that he wanted him over there. But just a 1-year deal. So they do have quite a few 1-year deals.
It's the Saintriots way.
A few 1-year deals, I'm assuming, is not going to be much to fuss over. Like, this is...
Just restructured Jared Goff's contract too to free up like $15 million in cap space.
Nice.
I heard the other day too. So, and it looks like they're going to be sticking with Goff unless they do some kind of freaky move on the draft night.
I think they're just going to be, we got a younger, fresher version, hopefully, of Stafford. Maybe, probably not. But
there was controversy. One of Goff's former teammates from L.A. went on a radio show recently this week and called the signing of Stafford an upgrade from Goff, and it caused a lot of fallout, but I'm like, dude, that's true. Stafford is an upgrade from Jared Goff. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
but he had to come out and apologize to Jared Goff, hurt his feelings. Here we go. We did sign this week, Wednesday night, Tim Boyle, quarterback.
Yeah, so
he was Aaron Rodgers' backup for years, I guess.
Right, and
never played. Maybe he played a little bit. I don't know.
Is he one of the many backup quarterbacks to beat the Detroit Lions?
He completed just 3 of 4 passes behind Aaron Rodgers in 3 years. So not a bad efficiency rating there. Hey. Completion percent, 3 of 4. That's not too bad.
That's mine. That's close think of to it mine this way. In backyard football.
Look at Aaron Rodgers started out. Tom Brady, bud, he started out as a backup. So maybe Tim Boyle is the
not
man.
Not for a few years, I mean. No.
At least we're getting rid of Chase Daniel, and hopefully that's probably the end of him. And David Blow, who blows.
Blow, isn't it Blow?
Yeah, he blows.
I got you. I get it.
I mean, we got to have a reliable backup. Jared Goff's made of glass. Let's see what, Tim Boyle. I'm not too excited about that. You weren't here last week. I talked about the most egregious thing the Lions have done yet, and that was when they got rid of Matt Prater. They cut Matt Prater.
Yeah, it was weird.
He got picked right up by the Arizona Cardinals, signed with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Matt Prater. So we've now...
He's going to have fun kicking in a dome.
Today, the Lions in free agency signed Randy Bullock. Randy Bullock was a free agent kicker, so he's made 83.2% of his field goals every year, 80%. He came out in the NFL in 2012. I don't even know where this guy is from. Who knows? I don't know. It's second to last in the NFL and made, in 50-yard attempts.
Yeah, woo!
Matt Prater was money from
outside of
50
yards.
That's
what I don't get, why they just let Prater.
Matt Prater was the reason we've won most of the games we've won, for God's sakes.
I mean, he had a Bud Light competition for the city of Detroit.
Right,
that's the last thing, it's the last thing Detroit could have won, was a Bud Light contest for...
Unbelievable. Let's see. I mentioned the Goff thing. Detroit has an extra $5 million on cap charges for Goff in each of the last 3 years of his deal. According to numbers, let's see, Goff's cap number goes to $31.15 million in 2022, $30.65 million in 23, and $31.6 million in 2012. They're paying this dude a ton of money. But this likely, they say, ties Goff to the Lions through at least the 2022 season, so we might be stuck with Jared Goff for a couple years. But it's a full-on rebuild, as you can see, the way things are going. But the Lions are making some moves, at least not being quiet. They're trying. And a lot of these free agency signings are one-year deals, like you said, and that's, see how they work out. They've got the money to spend right now. We'll see. It's depressing, man.
I don't know. Can it go? It can't get worse.
Nah, I think. I'm excited for this year, but as Lions fans, you always get excited for this
coming
year.
Why not? It could end up working fantastically.
Right.
And we could be talking about in a year, like, oh my gosh, why did we ever question this?
Exactly. Red Wings are not in action tonight, correct?
Yeah, they lost to Nashville yesterday, so they're off today, but then tomorrow they're going to be hosting Columbus at 3.
What was the final last night? They lost to... Yes, they lost to the Predators yesterday, 7-1. They got blown out again. And if you look at the standings for the Central Division, Red Wings, hey, right at the bottom at 10-20. There we go. They've lost 3 in a row. They continue to struggle. Speaking of another team that's in the basement, our beloved Detroit Pistons, they lost Wednesday to the Pacers, 116-111. They keep scoring a lot of points. They just cannot finish these games. It's like a broken record. Pistons lost again. Let's see. Are they playing tonight? Yeah, they play tip-off. Should already be tipped off. And I think the Nets are at Pistons. By the way, the Nets, that's where Blake Griffin went. I don't know if Griffin is suited up yet for the Nets. Maybe he wants to come out there. He's probably going to drop 30 on Detroit.
Well, he did suit up for the Nets earlier when he first got signed to them, and he finally dunked. Everyone was making a big deal about him dunking.
Well, he didn't dunk when he was with us.
Exactly,
last couple
of
years. Come on, man. So now he starts playing because he's with a contender.
Right.
Well played by Blake Griffin.
Half their team is hurt, though.
I'd like to see him come out and just drop 30 on Detroit tonight. Why not? Detroit.
That'd be fitting.
They are awful, man. 12 wins overall, 12-31. They are in the cellar, the absolute worst team in the Eastern Conference.
A truck was trying to drown you out.
I don't blame them. But the good news is they're not the worst team in the NBA. The worst team in the NBA is the Minnesota Timberwolves. They've fallen from grace. They only have 10 wins, so... We're the second to worst team in the NBA, the Detroit Pistons are. So at least we're not the worst. There's that. We've got that going for us. Brendan, I wanted to talk to you. The NCAA tournament returns tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow
Michigan.
Afternoon. Sweet 16 gets kicked off tomorrow, and it's going to start with Oregon State and Loyola, a team that I wanted to pick, and I picked against. And it costs.
They're moving along.
They are moving along.
Michigan plays Sunday, though.
I knew that team was going to do well, and I picked against them, I believe. I printed off my bracket, and I want to talk about this. By the way, our number 947-4471, if you want to weigh in on anything we're talking about here in the postgame show. Postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. We have a work bracket.
Oh, yeah.
For McDonnell Garber Broadcasting, and I am at the basement, dead last.
Yeah, you might get the honor of getting dead last, which is impressive.
The worst, if you lose this competition, you get a John Tesh CD. That's what you win if you're in last place. And I said this on day one, I'm tanking for Tesh. I'm starting that hashtag, tanking for Tesh. So I've got my bracket. I am at the bottom, and it's absolutely depressing because I'm seeing people, and I'm not, am I, can I bring this up right now?
Can you bring, can you bring yours up? Hey, my Final Four is still alive, so I'll take it, but I'm not sure if that will
Illinois is out. I had Illinois going, and that was a, I got Gonzaga, Alabama, Baylor, and Illinois, so three out of four ain't bad, I guess. Oh, I lost it. I can't log back in. Let me see if I can. I want to see what the standings are because I'm looking at these standings and it makes me so depressed that that some of the people that are winning this thing, can, and I'm not. It's very. It makes me very sad.
I mean, I didn't expect myself to win by any means, but I did expect someone to win who probably doesn't watch basketball. So I'm not sure even who's leading us right now, but... My name, DJ Thomas.
Who's that?
Do you know who I am on here? Can you see my name?
I knew who. Baby Duncan.
Yes, Baby Duncan.
Why'd
baby.
You say
Baby
one?
Duncan?
Ah, oh, jeez. You know what? Mikey Zero is beating me.
Yeah.
Mikey Zero is beating me. I'm dead last. I've got the least amount of points.
Own it, though. Own it. Oh, well.
I am, though. I'm tanking for Tesh. I don't care. It's so depressing. Like, I'm supposed to be a sports guy. I'm getting blasted by people that have no business.
Is how it works in this realm. Once you start doing the brackets and the betting, the guys who watch the sports and probably know more about the sports are the ones who seem to lose because the people who don't care and don't watch them just throw anything and just somehow works.
Mikey Zero is
it's
beating
not fair.
Me. Mikey Zero is beating me.
Yeah,
I'm
Mikey
so,
Zero. You know what?
My bracket's busted. You know who else?
He
Rochelle.
Picks with his eyes closed.
Rochelle from our sister station is in second place.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Does she have any clue of what?
I think any she has some knowledge, but then again, she thought Gonzaga was Gorgonzola. Like a
I don't think she knows.
Yeah,
you know what she does? She picks what mascot she likes better.
She likes
the color of the uniforms, and that's the people that always win.
Hey.
I put time and effort. I'm like breaking down strength of schedule.
That's the last thing you should
do. Statistics. I'm looking at points per game, defensive statistics for every team that was in this field of 64. And from right at day one,
how many one seeds did you have going all the way?
Well, Gonzaga. Gonzaga was Illinois a one seed.
Yep. I knew. I mean, it's bound to happen. Only
Baylor.
Maybe.
And it never happens.
No.
But I couldn't pick against like Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois. I thought this would be the year that we see these one seeds. I had Alabama in the Final Four, which is a two seed. But Illinois is the one that's got bounced so far. So far, the other ones are alive.
Right. I'm betting you at least two of them get bounced.
Oh, it's madness.
And is Michigan one of them? They got Florida State on Sunday, 5 o'clock. I watched some Florida State game against, Colorado? They
yeah.
played pretty well, so.
I had Michigan losing. I had them making it to the Sweet 16, but losing to Colorado. Colorado got beat by a 13 seed, so. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Michigan is one of those outside teams to me that I want to believe in them, but I don't think I can.
I think they might be running out of some steam. They were back and forth their last game, which they barely won.
They're missing their star player, which would have put them over the edge, and they would have been a really strong contender. But
it just seems like once the other team, which I thought at the beginning of the year and throughout the year, but this is when they had livers, is they were up and down the court. They were a fast moving team.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like they're struggling when that's happening. Once things are speeding up, they're struggling to keep up with a full court press, which is something they do. I don't know. It was weird to see them almost have to slow things down to start getting momentum.
Right.
Because they were playing fast at the beginning of the year. Now they're not playing as fast. Could they possibly get bounced by Florida State, a team who is playing just like them, who puts on the full court press and whatnot, can play up and down the court?
I don't know. We'll see. But then no matter what happens, they're going to end up, running into either an Alabama or at least a Gonzaga.
Yeah, and no matter what, your bracket's crap, so.
Yeah, no matter what. I mean, there's so much red on this.
Wow, that's it's almost like a Christmas tree.
It looks like
a nice Christmas tree.
It looks like a Christmas tree. It's sick. Like, I'm so angry about it. I log into this at night in the dark and sit in my house and, I fume. I'm like, my wife's like, what's wrong with them? I'm like,
Christmas.
I'm losing. I'm in last place of the work bracket. It's
Hey, honey, you like John Tesh CD?
Yeah, I went out and got you a John Tesh CD, man. Merry Christmas. That's what you're getting for Christmas, by the way, if she's listening. And there you go. 231-947-4471 is the studio line. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check. We'll see if we have any updates on any of the scores. Girls basketball district finals are underway right now. All right. And the postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's. Two locations in Traverse City. Front Street next to the college. South Airport behind Cherryland Center. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky good. Culver's. Gaylord. Cadillac. Traverse City on Chubb's Corners. East Bay. Welcome to Delicious. And Jackson Hewitt. Tax related questions related coronavirus. Ask the tax pros at Jackson Hewitt. Hewitt of Traverse City. Flexible filing options for your biggest refund. Guaranteed. Jackson Hewitt of Traverse City. 642-5255. Credits and deductions right now. You can browse them at jacksonhewitt.com. We'll be right back with the postgame show on Bob FM. All right, welcome back to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. Mike Misiko alongside Brendan Morris. We do have finals rolling in. I think before we get to the final scores, let's get caught up onto what got us to this point here in districts. And we'll start with Wednesday night was the district semifinals for girls basketball. So let's hit that up real quick, Brendan. And I've got the full list right here. So district semis, Wednesday night, girls basketball.
Right.
Here's who advanced. Cadillac advanced. They beat Bend Central 45-25. Petoskey squeaked past Marquette 37-35. Traverse City West, top central in the crosstown rivalry, 52-34. Mackinac Island, I saw a thing. They had to forfeit due to COVID, too. So Mackinac Island forfeiting. Cedarville moved on, getting them to district finals. Lake City got past, Houghton Lake over Lake City, 39-34. McBain NMC moved on with a win over Pentwater. McBain all over Roscommon, 70-13. These scores for girls basketball district semis on Wednesday night. Lake Leelanau St. Mary fell to Leland, 51-41. Boyne City bowed out to Sheboygan by 3, 36-33. Elk Rapids did move on to the district finals. They beat Mansalona, the Lady Ironmen, 64-22. St. Ignace over Harbor Springs, all over them, big time. 65-16 was the final. Joburg-Lewiston. Lady Cardinals move on. They top Charlevoix, 51-28. And anything else close to home, Frankfort over Enekama. Mackinac City moved on. They beat Pelston. Gaylord St. Mary's top Ellsworth in a close game, posing over Wolverine. Newberry bowed out to Rudyard. Sault Ste. Marie dominated Kalkaska, 75-35. Meesick over Manistee CC. And
Glen Lake over Traverse City St. Francis.
Yeah, Glen Lake.
60-30 was the final score on that.
The
Glen
Lady
Lake. Lady Lakers.
Lakers. Oh, Bel Air beat North Bay, 63-22. Frankfort and Onekama mentioned that. So that gets us to tonight with district finals. And do we have any district champions to crown right now in girls basketball?
Yeah, so in girls basketball, some of those finals, obviously Petoskey beating Traverse City West. And another final we have that just rang in, Posen beating Onaway 44-29, Posen District Finals champ.
Lady Vikings of Posen.
Yeah, we have Kent City, I'm thinking here since they're listening on the Bob FM mobile app. 63-32 is the final score against Morley Stanwood. And another game that's still happening actually just went into overtime. Cadillac, Lady Vikings forced an overtime with 10 seconds left. They got the tying shot.
Wow.
So they're going to overtime right now against Ludington. Pretty good game going on right now. So
all
that's,
right.
That's impressive. We'll have that final score coming up here shortly.
Ooh, forcing overtime. There's been a lot of close games lately. Last night, boys district semifinals action. Big Rapids fell to Cadillac. This is boys basketball district semifinals, right?
Cadillac, yep. Vikings, yeah, moving on. 58-38 was the final on that one.
Yes. I'm not going to get to this one yet. Yeah. No, I'm not. Let me jump ahead. Saving the best for last.
I got you.
Engadine 52, Newberry 22 last night in boys basketball. Pickford over Cedarville, 50-49 nail biter. The Manton Rangers fell to Lake City 60-64.
You got teams like Charlevoix and Boyne City both moving on. Charlevoix beat East Jordan 72-36, while Boyne City beat Sheboygan 56-44. Both those two teams, Lake Michigan Conference teams, moving on. Another big game, Marquette. Unfortunately, taking down Traverse City West. Traverse City West put up a fight, though, 57-48. They were coming back towards the end, but Marquette just had a little bit too much on them.
Yeah, let's see. The West boys team ended their season and lost to Marquette in the D1 semifinals yesterday. Now, the Titans wrapped up their 2021 campaign at 6-6. Marquette, they host Petoskey in the district final. That's tomorrow night, Saturday at 7 p.m. Petoskey handed the Central a 53-52 overtime loss Thursday.
Which was a big game because they forced an overtime, winning in overtime, and Petoskey coming up on top, which Petoskey in the regular season had lost to the Central Trojans twice.
That's right.
So they had yet to beat them, and then postseason play comes along, and Petoskey Northmen move on after that 53-52 win.
Yeah, Petoskey's three-pointer. 1.1 seconds left, they say.
That's impressive.
And overtime lifted them to the win over Central. That was a D1 district semi last night.
But we do have another buzzer beater that didn't send into anything to overtime. They got the win.
Yeah. Let's hit this one up.
Kingsley and Grayling matching up.
Yeah, so Kingsley's Evan Douglas. He hit a three-pointer as time expired in regulation and gave the Stags a 57-56 win over Grayling in the D2 district semi last night. Now Kingsley moves on to face Boyne City tomorrow night at 7. Check this out. We've got the audio here. Let's see if we can hear this. Drains it.
Wow.
So Evan Douglas gets the ball with seconds left, has to go up the court. He got it about a quarter of the way back on their own sideline. He has to run up the court, past half court, and actually he was given a pretty decent look at the three, and he sunk it. Here it is again. Gets the ball out of bounds, dribbles. Three dribble stops. Drains it. Kingsley's Evan Douglas. And I believe
that's not the first.
That's his third buzzer beater for the Stags this season.
I think they had one over Manton earlier in the year. I'm not quite sure if Manton was that team, but
three.
That's impressive. I don't know. That's got to be, if you're the parent or the coach or anybody watching that game, watching them play, man, the heart.
Three.
The heart's,
what kind of guts?
The heart's pounding.
Here's what I was thinking last night when I saw this.
Stressful.
Oof. This Evan Douglas, I'd like to get him on the postgame show because the dude's got nerves of steel, man.
Right. Like I would crumble under that kind of pressure.
He's wanting the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
And three times he's taken those shots at the buzzer, he's hit him. That's nerves of steel.
Insane.
So Kingsley, moving on. Did we mention Glen Lake yet last night? Boys basketball.
Taking down the Elk Rapids Elks.
62-52 win over the Elks. Glen Lake punched their ticket to a D3 district final. So with the loss, Elk Rapids ends their year 14-4. I had a chance to talk with Coach Kevin Ball last week, but still a great season for Elk Rapids. Glen Lake, only three losses on the year. They face tournament host St. Francis in the district final tomorrow at 2 o'clock. St. Francis, speaking of them, they cruised, Brendan, to a 72-37 win over your Ironmen, Mancelona, on a D3 district semi yesterday.
Ironmen without a few guys, and
you watched this game, right?
Yeah, so I was able to see some of it. And unfortunately, Ironman just didn't have what it took. I mean, Traverse City, St. Francis, fantastic team. They could run up and down the court. Ironman were without a few of their players, but still, they put up a fight at the beginning of the game. Second half was another story.
St. Francis too much.
Yeah.
Especially St. Francis got a deep bench. You know, when the games are dragging on and you can plug in fresh legs, it's hard to keep up if you're Mancelona and you got guys out.
But just a real quick shout out to Jaden Alfred of the Mancelona Ironman, senior this year, ending his high school career, but I think he's got a shot. I think he's going to continue playing into college. So great job for him. He's going to do good things. Had a great year. Joined a 1,000-point scorer club, which is a pretty elite
club.
Wasn't
there two Ironmen that hit the 1,000-point mark?
Yeah, they've got a list, but in current modern era right now, there's...
It was just him this year?
Just him.
Oh, okay.
And then a few years ago, there's the Brandon Dingman,
right,
obviously.
Right. Mancelona, by the way, wrapped up their season 10-5, so it was a good, and they won the Ski Valley Conference.
Right. First time they had ever won the Ski Valley Conference.
So shout out to the Ironmen.
It's still a fantastic year.
Gladiators looking good, man. They heated up down the stretch.
They got Glen Lake, right?
Yeah,
Glen Lake and Gladiators meeting up.
Glen Lake, who's 13-3. They knocked off Elk Rapids on Thursday's semifinal.
Same location.
Yeah. Traverse City West, did we mention them? They lost to Marquette.
Yep, Traverse City West. They were down, and they were coming back towards the end. But yeah, Marquette, fantastic team as well.
Titans wrap up their 2021 campaign at 6-6 overall. And Marquette hosts Petoskey. Joburg Lewiston recorded their 7th straight win this season with a 64-63 win over St. Ignace in the D3 District semifinal yesterday. Joburg Lewiston Cardinals, a one-point victory there. Was that another buzzer beater? I don't know. It doesn't say. But with the loss, St. Ignace wraps up their season at 8-7 overall. Joburg Lewiston is 9-4. They're going to host Charlevoix. By the way, Charlevoix 15-1, heavy favorites to win this district. That's going to be at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Charlevoix downed East Jordan 72-36 last night to move on to play Joburg Lewiston. We mentioned Petoskey's three-pointer up at the buzzer, so there we go. There was a lot more scores from last night, too, by the way. Leland over Traverse City Christian, 70-51. McBain over Roscommon. I could probably miss my Pinconning team. They won in their district, 44-28. Best cheese in the world, potentially, but certainly in Michigan and beyond. And let's see, Agre Sims over Charlton Heston Academy. What am I doing here? Where's my music? There we go. Who else? Charlevoix all over East Jordan. Charlevoix, again, a heavy favorite. I would not be surprised to see them win tomorrow. Point City, 56-44 win over Sheboygan. Benzie Central lost to Ludington last night in the boys' semis and district. Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart over Coleman. Fulton over Vestaburg. Hillman top Posen. Whittemore Prescott got a victory because Alcona withdrew due to COVID, I believe. Ellsworth over Alba last night in boys' basketball, 62-36. Mackinac City, 63-54 over Detour. Alanson top Pelston in a close one. Onaway beat Wolverine to advance. Rudyard over Ojibwa Charter. Frankfort doubling up and then some on Buckley last night. Brethren topping Onekama. Bel Air fell to Gaylord St. Mary in boys basketball. And that's pretty much it for semi-local teams there. That's what happened in boys basketball. And again,
yeah, I do have a fresh score that just came in.
Oh, we got a freshie?
Yes.
A district champion will be crowned.
Cadillac, Lady Vikings, and Ludington facing off. However,
it went into overtime.
Overtime, final, 50-46. Cadillac Lady Vikings fall.
No. Well, congratulations, Ludington. Have you ever been to Ludington?
Very nice area. Place. Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Ludington, though, they're moving on. And that's an impressive game, though. Cadillac forced an overtime, but Ludington had been leading that whole time, so they just had the momentum going in there. And tough loss for Cadillac Lady Vikings, who they had a fantastic year.
Congratulations. Yes, they did.
And a little shorter than I think they wanted to.
They won another district or another conference title. And McKenzie, I forget her name offhand, which I apologize. They've got a great player who wraps up her career. She'll probably be playing at the next level. Yeah, we talked to Cadillac's coach earlier in the year. They've got a strong program. They'll be back next season.
Absolutely.
So we've got a couple district champions. That's good. That's a good thing.
McBain moving past Holton Lake, by the way, 48-38. So McBain is the district champion.
Ramblers.
Mm-hmm.
McBain Ramblers have won their district. Congratulations, McBain.
And final one we have here that's updated so far, Hart over Mason County Central, 51-29. So
I know.
Hart district
they can hear us.
As well.
They can if they're listening at 1045bobfm.com.
Hey, call us up, 231-947-4471 if you're listening on the mobile app or online at 1045.
Yeah, do we have anything to give away?
Do we? I don't know. Check that drawer.
The drawer is probably
messy.
Empty. We do.
Oh, yeah. Call us up. Once again, 231-947-4471.
We have one card left for the postgame show.
This could be yours!
This is Culver's card in Gaylord, Cadillac, Traverse City, and Chum's Corners and in East Bay. Welcome to Delicious. They're one of our sponsors of the postgame show. You can call us in any time here during the show and give a shout-out if you have a team or a player, coach,
or you,
whatever.
If you're just bored,
give us a call. Give us a call right now if you want a Culver's gift card. We'll hook you up. Caller 4, 231-947-4471. Caller 4, we will give you a Culver's gift card.
I don't want
it. If you're just simply listening, we'll take your call and give you a gift card.
They don't let me go in there anymore.
They don't know. We're both banned from Culver's. It's sad. Let's take a break right now. Give us a call if you want a Culver's gift card, 947-4471. It is the postgame show here on Bob FM. Welcome back to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. My name's Mike Misico, joined by Brendan Morris. Girls district finals in basketball underway. We do have some district champions. Brendan, let's hit those real quick. Who are our district champions right now in girls basketball?
So far, our district champions, Petoskey has been crowned a winner. Ludington has been crowned a winner after their win over Cadillac, 50-46. McBain has been crowned a winner. They beat Houghton Lake, 48-38. Posen, they're a winner after their win over Onaway, 44-29. Hart beating Mason County Central, 51-29 as well. And also St. Ignace and Joburg. St. Ignace beating Joburg. So St. Ignace girls are now district champs as well. And Sault Ste. Marie girls, they're leading Sheboygan 43-18 at halftime in their district final. So far in district final, Sault Ste. Marie girls are leading as well.
I didn't mean to do a... I don't know why the studio audience laughed.
It's not that funny.
No, I wanted the studio audience to clap, not laugh. There, that's more like it. Thanks. Tens of people in the studio right now.
Thank you.
Huge fans. Congratulations to all of our district champions so far. There's still a lot more games going on. So, yeah, we'll let you know when the finals roll in. Brendan, I wanted to mention this with you quickly. I wanted to touch on this. You recently almost got scammed. Is this true?
Yeah.
Michael was telling me about this today.
I almost got scammed.
I can't believe this.
It wouldn't be the first time. It's not going to be the last, but
you almost got scammed, and this, I think it's a good PSA.
Yep.
So you're looking for a place.
Looking for a place to live.
You're looking for a place to live.
This is
a good PSA for anyone out there right now, because this thing that happened to you, I've heard tons of stories of late, this happening to a lot of people.
Right. Digging the barrel on Craigslist. I was recommended to Craigslist. I don't know. I'll never go again. But just found a fake ad that didn't look fake at first. But then once I got into contact with the person, all the red flags came up. They were asking me to, oh, yeah, if you want to fill out your info and send me a PayPal. I'll send you the keys. Oh, that's not right.
But you were going to do it.
I was not going to do it. I was not. That was a red flag. I knew right away. But then before that happened, I had told Mikey. I was like, oh my gosh, I think I have a place. Because he said, oh yeah, if you're interested, it's still open. And then sure enough.
Okay, so you weren't going to do it.
No, I asked a few questions with the third question. I was like, yeah, this guy's not real. This is all fake. Then I actually found the real place on a realtor website. Called them up and they alerted me that this is a scam. You're not the first person.
That's happening all over the place.
It's ridiculous.
Here's the problem, that people are falling for it I'll pay you ahead of time without even seeing this
place. That doesn't make sense. Why would you ever do that?
But the real estate market is so crazy right now up here.
Yeah.
And there's so little options that people are desperate enough to fall for that crap. So.
Mm-hmm. Like me.
I can't believe you almost got scammed, dude.
Woo!
You were getting jiggy with it.
Yeah, I wanted Officer Ponturello to call. I had actually called you, and I was hoping for you to help me investigate this and take this person down.
Oh, yeah. Officer Ponturello is always ready to help out.
I was ready to do some vigilante justice work, you know?
We should have. Did you try to call the guy? I mean,
he didn't answer.
Yeah. Do you still have his number?
He has a burner phone.
Do you still have his number?
I still have the number.
We could call him on the postgame show.
We could.
And try to interview him.
You want to try it?
Yeah, why not? I don't care.
Is that,
I mean, it's just, it's a post-game show, man. Nobody's listening anyways.
Yeah, I've got the number, though.
Give me the number, dude. Let's do it, because if this is, and people can take the number down, because this guy's a scammer.
Do you want me to say the number?
Yeah, say the number.
Do you want me to show it to you?
No, just tell me the number. This guy's a scam artist.
1-917, so 1-917-599-5030. I'm sure it's a burner phone. It's probably not a real number. But... Oh, boy.
Let's call this guy and ask him if he's got any places for rent.
It's the postgame show.
We're getting jiggy with it.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? Do you have a place? I think I saw that you had a place for rent. Do you have a place for rent in Traverse City?
Yes.
You do? Awesome. Is that currently available still?
Yes, very much available.
What's that?
I say very much available.
Oh, it's
fill out the application. I sent.
Do you want payment for this thing up front or what?
No.
Hello. can you hear me? Hey, do you want just payment right now, or do you want, or is there other way we got to, because I really want this house. Can you hear me? Hello? Excuse me? Well, there we go.
Oh, there's our answer.
That's what happens when you scammer. Yes, yeah, very much
it's
available.
It's still available, I guess.
It's very much available.
We just did that on the post-game show.
I wanted to scam a scammer, man.
Multi-purpose show here. Not
we
just
did a PSA, public survey. We did good for the community.
That was awesome.
If anyone wrote down that number, that's the scammer. I think everybody should start calling this guy. Scammer. I wondered if he accepted bottle caps for payment.
I have Monopoly money.
Why was he acting like he couldn't hear us? He could hear us.
I don't know. I'm sure.
He was getting a little concerned, I think.
Got nervous.
Like, yeah, I want this right now. Can I pay you right now? Sight unseen. It is the post-game show brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. Had a chance to, let's talk a little wrestling right now. Had a chance earlier in the day to talk with Gavin Merchant. Gavin Merchant is just a freshman, and he's already compiled a massive... He's unbeaten in wrestling,
nice.
Which
That's
is
impressive.
Impressive. And as a freshman, let me go back to my notes here. 25-0. He's currently ranked number 7 in the state of Michigan in his weight class. Kingsley wrestler Gavin Merchant, he's a district championship winner. He's going to begin regional play tomorrow. I believe that's in Grayling. We'll see, though. But Gavin Merchant had a chance to catch up with him on the Bob FM Sports Hotline. And let's do that right now if I can find my interview. Here it is. Here's Kingsley's Gavin Merchant on the postgame show. You are listening to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. The postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill in Traverse City. We're going to the Bob FM Sports Hotline right now, where we are joined by Kingsley Stags freshman wrestler Gavin Merchant. Gavin, how's it going?
Good. How's it going yourself?
I'm doing good. You recently won districts, and we'll talk a little bit about that in your weight class, but what's the better moment? Winning districts, first time being on the postgame show. What do you think is better?
Kind of equal, I guess. They're both pretty exciting.
Okay, there you go. Gavin, you are a freshman at Kingsley, and you are one of the top wrestlers in the state. Undefeated to this point in your career, 25-0, which is very impressive. Currently ranked number 7 in the state. Do you look at rankings? Is that something you think about? Or I mean, it's still got to be pretty cool to be number 7 in the state when you think about all the other wrestlers in your weight class that are under you.
No, sir, I don't. I just don't look into that kind of stuff because I just want to go out there and wrestle, and I don't want to know like who's in front of me because I don't want my brain to be like, oh, yeah, someone better than you, blah, 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 blah. In my mind, I don't think that anyone's better than me. I just go out there and try my hardest.
Hey, that's still something to be proud about, but that's a great answer there, too. How long have you been involved in the sport of wrestling?
I think about 10 years.
Okay. And what's the draw to wrestling for you? Because you're really good at it. What's the allure to you? What do you like about it?
Well, I've always liked wrestling because it doesn't matter like what size you are, because you're always going against kids that are equal size to you. Because when I was growing up, I was a small kid. I was a kid getting picked on. And this sport kind of helped me like show like my skills and show for how small I am, capable of doing things.
You recently won districts in the 112 weight class that you are in. Talk a little bit about that. What was your feeling going into the districts? Were you confident that you could win?
I've had a goal set since day one that I wanted to be the best wrestler I can. And when I went into districts, I went, like, the week going up to the districts, I was trying my hardest. My drill partners were pushing me. My coach was pushing me. And it was just making me the best I could. So when I went into districts, I was thinking, game planning, and yeah, it just turned out to be the best.
Yeah, that's great. That's quite the accomplishment there as well. I believe now there are 10 Stags heading to regionals. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, so we'll jump back a little bit. I wanted to ask about the team regionals. You guys ran into a tough Hart squad. Now, Hart ended up going on to win the regional final, I believe. But as far as the team competition goes, 43-22 was the final, I think, there, Hart topping you guys. What was it like going up against the competition level such as Hart?
It's exciting because when you're going against a team that's very good, just like Hart is, you're pumped up, you're in the match, and it's just really exciting and fun to be there. And that just really expresses the sport of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Two great teams going at each other and doing the best they can.
So how does this work out, Gavin? And we're talking with Gavin Merchant. He's a freshman Kingsley wrestler heading to regionals, currently ranked number 7 in the state of Michigan. For people that don't know, Gavin, how does that work out? So you lose. That's what's interesting about the sport of wrestling. The team can lose, but individuals can still advance. So how does that work out?
So individuals, you go into a regional, it'd be an 8-man. But for districts, it's a bunch of kids put together and you're seated.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you just wrestle through the bracket, and whatever place you take is what your seed is for the individual regional.
Okay.
So 4 versus 1 seed, 2 versus 3 seed, and so on. But in team, you have to wrestle a duel, and in districts, you only have to wrestle one. And if you win, you go to regionals. Then in regionals, you wrestle one team duel, and if you win that one, you proceed on to the next team duel.
Okay.
The regional finals, the trophy. And then if you win that, you go to team states, and I do the best I can.
So individual regionals are coming up. Does this take place? This takes place tomorrow, correct? Tomorrow at Grayling?
Yes, it does.
All right, so we're going to wish you the best of luck there. You kind of touched on this earlier, Gavin. What you come into a season, you came into this season with goals set for yourself, correct?
Yes.
What are those goals?
My main goal, it was to be Kingsley's first ever freshman to place in state.
Okay, and that's you're on your way. You're on your way to that right now. What was it like this coming into this season? And I've talked to a lot of different coaches and players in different sports, Gavin. And then what was your feeling coming into the season? Because, look, we didn't know if there was going to be a season, then there wasn't, then there was. And what was it like early on with that not knowing? Did that hinder the way you were preparing for the season? Or did you just face the season like it was going to happen from the start?
I just trained like I normally would. I was doing off-season stuff to get ready because I believe that we were going to have one, and we were blessed to have one, and we just kept working hard, just like the season was going to happen.
Individual regionals for wrestling tomorrow at Grayling High School. 9 other teammates of yours. What do you think your chances are, yourself and the 9 other Kingsley wrestlers, of moving on to states? You like your chances?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. We have tough opponents this week, but I think majority of us should move on to the state finals and do well there.
How do you prepare? Do you just prepare the same way no matter what team you're going up, who you're going up against, or do you break these matchups down? Do you know about your opponents coming into this thing?
We usually look at team and try to focus on what they do and how we can beat them on like what they use for moves and stuff like that.
Great. And you have a coach in Corey Crew. I believe it's his second year at the helm with Kingsley. What's it like to have a coach like Corey at the helm of the program?
It's nice because he's always there pushing you as hard as you can go, always in your ear giving you motivation, never letting you have a down day. Oh, and he's always just pushing you to become the best wrestler you can.
You have a goal of making it to the Air Force Academy's wrestling team, which I think is a phenomenal goal. Gavin, that's great. What's your thoughts there? Why do you want to be part of the Air Force Academy and that wrestling program?
I just always liked the military, and Air Force Academy, I've always felt like it suited me. And their wrestling team, I've been looking into it. They're doing pretty well. So, I don't know. It's just always been a goal to go to the military and pursue my dreams of wrestling and maybe even go to the Olympics if I'm able to.
Great to have goals. And the way things are looking for you right now, young man, yeah, that could very possibly happen. Dad, Josh, you and him, have you squared off with him yet?
What do you mean, like have a wrestling match with him?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple times.
Who comes out on top? And be honest, you can take him, right?
Well, I can take him until he cheats a little bit.
He cheats. He has to cheat to beat you.
Yeah.
All right, I see. He doesn't play fair. I got it. Cool. Listen, Gavin Merchant, Kingsley Stags, you are a district champion in the 112 class. You're a freshman, 25-0 record, currently ranked number 7 in the state. You have individual regionals tomorrow. Best of luck to you and the other Kingsley wrestlers tomorrow, Gavin, and thank you so much for taking some time out and joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome back to the postgame show on 104.5 Bob FM, brought to you by Jimmy John's. 2 locations in Traverse City, Front Street next to the college and South Airport behind Cherryland Center. Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Good. Brought to you by Culver's and Gaylord Cadillac, Traverse City on Chum's Corners in the East Bay. Welcome to Delicious. Thirsty Fish Sports Grill. They're your local sports bar destination to enjoy the sport of your choice. Catch them on State Street in Traverse City. Go there tomorrow. Check out the Sweet 16 action in NCAA. Also, Jackson Hewitt, bad advice can lead to big tax bills or even an IRS audit. Tax pros at Jackson Hewitt of Traverse City have the facts with flexible filing options that cater to every hardworking taxpayer. So, Jackson Hewitt of Traverse City, 642-5255, jacksonhewitt.com. My name's Mike Misico, joined by Brendan Morris. It is a night of champions. Gavin Merchant, Kingsley Staggs, wrestler, seventh in the state. Thank you to him for joining us on the postgame show. All wrestling individual regionals taking place tomorrow. The Staggs involved in the regional at Grayling. Do I still have that up here? Grayling, district number 17. Good luck to all the individual wrestlers from Northern Michigan. There's a lot of them, so we'll keep an eye on that. It is girls basketball district finals night, Brendan. So do we have any finals to get to announce? There are district champions right now.
That's districts. Right. District titles are on the line tonight. Some people already accepted hardware. Some games still being played. Final scores coming in as we speak. Let's go over the big board.
Let's
Cadillac, they fell to Ludington to end their season. 50-46 was the final score. Went into overtime. Ludington gets the win. Petoskey, they beat Traverse City West. Lady Northman, their district champs as well. Kent City beat Morley Stanwood 63-32. I believe they're taking on Ludington now in that regional matchup that will begin next week. And McBain, they beat Houghton Lake 48-38. Beaverton beat Farwell 34-23. Glen Lake, Lady Lakers, they defeated Elk Rapids, Lady Elks 68-32. That district final was played in Mansalona. So Glen Lake, Lady Lakers, district champs. Posen, they beat Onaway 44-29. St. Ignace, they got a big win over Johannesburg Lucent. Johannesburg Lucent finished that game with just five or six players on the court. They lost most of their bench, and they were playing with just about five players throughout the remainder of the fourth quarter. So just didn't have enough in the tank. It gets tough when you can only play with five players. You have no one to sub in. So St. Ignace, their district champs after beating Joburg. 53-37 was the final in that game. And a Hart taking out Mason County Central, 51-29. So Hart, they're district champs as well.
Congratulations to all our district champions. We've still got some more that should be coming in here. So, speaking of St. Ignace, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. St. Ignace, I've talked to her on a handful of occasions, and one of the greatest coaches, kindest ladies out there, great basketball mind, St. Ignace coach Doreen Ingalls. And I put her on the Mount Rushmore of coaches, if there was one, for the state of Michigan.
What, she reached 18th all-time in wins for girls basketball coaches in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
364 wins over all-time?
Let's see. 22 seasons as head coach of the Saints, Ingalls has led St. Ignace to a 464-80 record.
Wow.
That's a lot of wins.
That's a lot of wins.
I'm not that great at math.
100 more than I said.
Yeah, the Saints have, under her leadership, 11 state semifinal appearances, 16 conference victory championships, 18 district, and 14 regional titles.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so Doreen Ingalls was recently awarded the 2021 MHSAA Women in Sports Leadership Award, which I think is great. The award's presented each year by the MHSAA Representative Council and given to an individual who shows exemplary leadership capabilities and positive contributions to athletics. We mentioned Ingalls' stats. She's been a board member of BCAM, that's the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan, for 20 years, inducted into the UP Sports Hall of Fame in 2016. In 2009, she and St. Ignace began the annual Hooping for a Cure game, which has raised more than $245,000 for the Mackinac Straits Health System and its oncology department. The last year's game raised a record $35,000. Shout out to Coach Ingalls.
Nice shot.
Women in Sports Leadership Award, first presented in 1990. I tried, I got her number, and I did not get a chance to reach out to Coach Ingalls. I know she was busy. Maybe we can connect with her next week, too. And just a great woman to talk to, anyways, about sports and life in general. Congratulations, Coach Ingalls. Congratulations to our district title winners so far tonight.
We all do have one more score that's about to be a final, not quite over yet. Sault Ste. Marie girls leading Sheboygan in the fourth quarter, 66-39.
Oh, so I don't think Sheboygan can come back from that one.
Sault Ste. Marie girls, looks like they're going to be crowned district champs here shortly. So yet another district champion on the big board.
All right, there we go. Night of Champions. We'll go ahead and call that one a final score. Why not? There were seven area teams ranked in the final AP poll of the 2021 season for boys basketball. Forgot to mention this, and I'll just kind of jump around here. No real local teams in Division I for boys basketball, the final AP poll. Division II, Frankenmuth. Why do I mention them, Brendan? Well, they have the best chicken in the state of Michigan. Frankenmuth is famous for its chickens.
Really?
If you ever go downstate towards Frankenmuth, just stop at Frankenmuth.
I'm surprised Chicken Boy did not know Frankenmuth.
We should take Chicken Boy on a road trip to Frankenmuth.
I would absolutely agree, yeah.
They have the best fried chickens ever. Mm. Change my mind. 231-947-4471. In Division 3, McBain. Ranked, finished the season in the AP poll, ranked number one.
Wow.
McBain, the Ramblers.
Nice.
Yep. They were unbeaten, by the way, 12-0 to finish that up to that point of the AP ranking.
To play over the weekend.
That's right. Oscoda came in at number two. Charlevoix ranked 10th in the final AP poll. Of course, 14-1 record. Beaverton got honorable mention in D3. In Division 4, Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart ranked 4th in D4. Let's see. Honorable mention, McBain, Northern Michigan Christian was honorable mention in D4. Ellsworth received some nods. So did Rudyard. And there were 10 area teams ranked in the final AP poll of this season for girls basketball. Nothing in Division 1. In Division 2, Sault Ste. Marie ranked 9th. They had a one-loss campaign. Cadillac, who their season has come to an end, unfortunately, but they were tied for 10th with Portland. Others receiving votes, Nuevo there in that division. And Division 3 in girls basketball, final AP poll of the season, McBain, Lady Ramblers. They were also ranked like their counterparts on the boys' side. McBain, unbeaten, ranked 4th in the final AP poll. Glen Lake, Lady Lakers, 15-1 record. They finished the season ranked 8th. In the state, in D3, Lake City got honorable mention. Division 4, Posen at 13-1. Bel Air, Lady Eagles, 12-3, which I believe they lost. Bel Air lost recently, too, in districts. Mackinac City, honorable mention. Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart got honorable mention as well. Some news and notes there. Thought we would get caught up on. What else do we have to do here? I really feel like we should try and call the scammer back again.
You want to call him back? Nah.
We should call the scammer back.
I'm sure he's scared. I'm sure we, justified thing and we scared him away. Maybe we turned his life around. Maybe that was the fear we needed to strike in that scammer's heart to turn their life
I really
around.
Want to call the scammer back and tell him, listen, dude, I'll pay you straight up cash. I deal in cash. Only.
I'll give you all my banking information.
If you want my routing numbers, everything right now, we talk in straight cash, bro.
Take Social Security over the phone.
Would you like my driver's license number? Just please get me into that house that's not yours, man. Be the better thing. Just straight out tell him, look, I know what you're up to, bro. Just give me the house.
Cut the crap, man.
Let's just do this. I need the house. Okay, finals. Are there any other finals that have come in right now? I don't think so. As we look across the big board right now, no, nothing. No. So what we can do is go to the Bob FM Sports Hotline again. Had a chance to talk to Traverse City West Junior Jeremy Decker. He's a bowler. This is the first bowler we have talked to on the postgame show. Why are we talking to a bowler? Well, he rolled a 300 game.
Which is a perfect game.
Which is perfect. That's strikes.
Very impressive.
On strikes, on strikes, and he rolled that perfect game, and in doing so earned a trip to the bowling state finals, which takes place downstate tomorrow. He's a lone representative from Northern Michigan on about all the bowling teams up here that made it to states.
Represent the Big North.
He is representing the Big North and beyond now. So here we go. Here's Traverse City West bowling regional champion, state qualifier Jeremy Decker on the postgame show, 104.5 Bob FM. You are listening to the postgame show here. Here on 104.5 Bob FM. My name is Mike Misico. Postgame show brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill in Traverse City. Going back to the Bob FM Sports Hotline right now, and we are joined by a champion, and we're going from the hardwood to the, well, another kind of hardwood, I guess. It's bowling time now, and we're joined by Jeremy Decker, Traverse City West Junior Regional Champion, getting ready for the state finals tomorrow downstate. Jeremy, congratulations, and thanks for taking some time out with us.
Yeah, of course. It was definitely an interesting time down there. I had a lot of fun with my team, and especially blowing that 300. That was definitely an exciting time down there.
So you rolled a 300 game, and we'll get to that in a second here, but you're the first bowler we've had on the postgame show, all right? But you won the regionals, you're heading to states, you rolled a 300 game. It's like a storybook thing, but where's that compare to being on the postgame show here on Bob FM?
Oh, it's kind of like, it's really interesting, you know?
That's right.
I've never had this opportunity before.
All right.
And it's finally, definitely very exciting.
Okay. Okay, we'll accept that answer. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Jeremy, coming into the season, and I ask all our student athletes this, there was going to be a season, there wasn't. What was your mindset coming into 2021? How did you prepare for the season? Did you prepare just like you thought there would be a season, or were you worried there wasn't going to be one?
I was just keeping my hopes up, to be honest. I spent a lot of the off season when we didn't have a season practicing, mm-hmm. So I was still prepared for the season,
okay,
even if we didn't have one. And it kind of goes for the same for baseball as well, because we're still fighting on the verge if we're going to have a season for that as well.
Right.
But I was definitely excited for just the short amount of period of the season that we had. Sucks that I got quarantined halfway through the season, but you got to do what you got to do. So I just tried my best, and it showed at regionals.
What were your thoughts on the regular season overall as far as Traverse City West and the team went? Were you happy with the way the season went?
I'm not really too happy about it, just because I missed half the season and I didn't really get to place as high as I wanted to in the conference.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it was definitely very unfortunate.
Do you set goals for yourself coming in? Like this year, did you come into this year, providing there was going to be a season, but did you have set goals for yourself?
My main goal was probably to take first in my conference.
Okay.
And then just do really good at regionals and make states this year. It looks like that proved to be a goal.
You've done that. We're talking with Traverse City West Junior Jeremy Decker. He is a bowler for the Titans and winner of the Region 2 singles title, advancing to the state finals. That takes place tomorrow. You won regionals by 54 pins, and the way you went about this was very interesting. With each, basically, do they call them sets? I don't know. They, you 192, 204, 223, and then a 300 game, so you just kind of heated up as the match progressed. Talk a little bit about when you came into regionals. How were you feeling that day? Were you feeling it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was definitely feeling it. My team definitely put the work in as well. They definitely made it a very energetic time down there.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
You think the atmosphere and things, does that help you when things are pumped up, people are cheering?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different when you go down to regionals and states.
Uh-huh.
Your team is just, after every shot, it's always just positive energy down there.
The scores are very impressive, Jeremy. And now, after your 223, after the third, were you confident that you were going to win? What was your thought as you were going into that 300 game, the fourth set there?
So, my first and second game, I was still kind of shaky about seeing if I would even place it all.
Uh-huh.
And we had, this singles tournament, but we were also bowling with our team, so it was kind of weird because it's been different in years past.
Okay.
But we have to bowl with our team because of COVID reasons. Those sets going into that last game, I definitely knew I needed something that I could place with, and I just made a ball change, what my dad said, and it obviously worked.
It did.
I was just in the zone.
That's crazy. What is the pressure like? I mean, what's it like just rolling strike after strike? It's something I will never experience. I'm lucky if, if I crack 100, I'm doing backflips, man. But what is it? Are you feeling pressure? Are you not even thinking about it? What's going on in your head as you're just knocking them all down one after another?
I mean, that really depends on the atmosphere. But the atmosphere down there that I had, I didn't really experience any pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I just stayed calm the whole entire time.
Okay.
And I just let my team and I do the work, and it showed.
Yeah.
I wasn't really nervous or anything. It was definitely just all energy, and it stayed in my body.
I got to say, watching the video I saw on Facebook of the 300 game and that last strike, it's crazy, man. I was pumped up for you. I was like freaking out watching. You could just feel the energy. It was awesome. 300 game, a perfect game in bowling is not a common thing. Have you ever come close to that before?
I haven't came like super close. Like the highest I've shot before that was 268.
Okay.
And I can't even tell you how many times I've shot that score.
Wow.
Like, I could never beat it.
You did last week, and it's when it all mattered most. Your dad is a bowler. Can you take him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
I know he prides himself in his bowling, too, but I just wanted to be sure. If I asked him, he'd probably say he can beat you, but I know you'll tell the truth. Yeah, you can beat your dad. That's good. What's the draw to bowling to you? What's the allure to it? What do you like about it?
It's definitely like a peaceful thing. Like if you're just humble about it and you stay focused to yourself and you just go up there and you block out like the sounds, it's honestly pretty peaceful. And that's what I like about the sport.
That's great. You're also a very good pitcher and a good baseball player too, so a dual sport. Is there a future for bowlers? Like what happens? Is there collegiate bowling now? Can you advance a career in bowling?
Yeah. You can. There's clubs for it.
Okay.
And you do have to pay for it, or you could get like a scholarship offer from a college.
The future is wide open for you, whatever sport you choose to pursue. So tomorrow, the D1 State Finals, Thunder Bowl Lanes in Allen Park, Traverse City West Junior Jeremy Decker, who rolled a 300 perfect game recently to advance to states. How do you prepare for states? Are you taking this just like you do any other competition, same way you prepare the same each time?
Yeah, it's honestly pretty much the same each year. I go into it pretty confident, but I think this year's a little different just because of COVID reasons. And I'm actually a little bit more confident in myself, and I feel like I've become a state champion.
That's great. Jeremy Decker, thank you so much for taking some time out. I know you got to get back to preparing for the state finals. That is tomorrow, Saturday, Thunder Bowl Lanes, Allen Park. Jeremy Decker representing basically Northern Michigan here, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's great. You'll have a lot of people cheering you on. We'll keep our eyes peeled and wish you nothing but best. Good luck as you chase that state title. Thanks for taking some time out with us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
Welcome back to the postgame show here on 104.5 Bob FM. Brought to you by Jimmy John's, Culver's, Jackson Hewitt, and the Thirsty Fish Sports Grill in Traverse City. Mike Misiko alongside Brendan Morris. Shout out to Traverse City West State Qualifier, bowler Jeremy Decker, for joining us on the Bob FM Sports Hotline. Congratulations. Yeah, bowling state individual finals taking place tomorrow downstate. Good luck, West.
Boyne Jeremy. City's team also.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah. The Boyne City, the Ramblers there. Good luck to all of our bowlers down there. I know the West girls team, I think they did pretty well too and are made of advance to state. So best of luck to all our area bowlers. That is tough. It's tougher than it seems. You know what? It is tough. I can't imagine.
I wouldn't be able to do it. So, I mean, that's why I'm not ever a good bowler.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm so bad at it. I'm a lefty.
You're a lefty.
Yeah, and what I started to do is take, like, what's the lightest, like a six-pounder or whatever, like a kid's ball, basically.
That's what I use normally.
And I palm it. So I don't have to put the fingers in. I just palm it.
I don't know, my baby hands fit.
And just chuck it as hard as I can. So either I miss completely or I knock, like, two pins down. That's, like, how I roll.
There we go. Oh, it's gutter ball all the way.
Yeah, gutter ball Brendan. That's what they used to call him. Thank you. Thank you, studio audience. Gutter ball. That's what could be your new nickname on the postgame show.
Gutter ball B?
Yeah, gutter ball. And I'm butter ball.
Or how about gutter boy?
Gutter boy?
Yeah.
He's always out in the gutter, man. I don't know what's up with that. You know, my daughter, we have a ditch in front of our house, and she loves hanging out in the ditch.
Wow. And I'm after her father.
Yeah, much like her dad. Thank you, studio audience. She's like, I want to go hang out in the ditch. So we'll sit in the ditch in front of the house, and she'll yell, ditch time! And she's like, in the summer, running around the yard, yay, ditch time. And the neighbor's walking by like, oh my God, like what kind of parent is this? Like, he's putting his kid in a ditch. The kid hangs out.
He's going dry, finding the perfect ditches to play in.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, oh, yeah. Look at that kid. That's
scrapbook full of ditch sites we've been to.
Ditch pictures. Yeah, look at this, man. That was, remember this ditch, kid? That was, that ditch was awesome. If we could only, one day we're going to have a ditch like that. Let's go to the big board, because in girls basketball, we have district champions to crown right now.
That's right. Final scores coming in, and some finals we already have. Sault Ste. Marie girls, they are officially district champions after their victory over Sheboygan, 73-34 is the final in that game. Ludington beating Cadillac to end the Lady Vikings season, 50-46 was the final. Ludington moving on. They are district champs. Petoskey, they beat Traverse City West 36-21 was the final. So Petoskey, Lady Norfin, they're district champs. Kent City beating Morley Stanwood 63-32. McBain.
Kent City can hear us. Congrats, Kent City, because if they can listen to with the free Bob FM mobile app or stream us anytime, anywhere at BobFM.com, 1045BobFM.com.
Absolutely. Moving on to McBain and Holton Lake. They met in McBain moving on.
Lady Ramblers.
48-38 was the final. McBain, Lady Ramblers, district champs. Beaverton beating Farwell, 34-23. Glen Lake Lady Lakers. They were matching up against Elk Rapids in Mansalona in that district final. And Glen Lake, they won 68-32. Posen, they beat Onaway 44-29. St. Ignace over Johannesburg Lewiston 53-37. Great game there by St. Ignace. And Hart, they took down Mason County Central 51-29. Also district champs.
Congratulations to all the district champions tonight. I know there's a few more scores out there, and we'll hit on those next week too. But everybody, you know, congratulations to the teams advancing and the teams that that were eliminating. You know what, strong seasons even to make it this point. To this point,
hey, we had a season and we were able to play in the postseason.
Right.
So we didn't make it this far last year. So there's a lot of hungry teams who wanted it, and even if they didn't make it far, at least they got to redeem themselves.
That's cool. I'm just glad these student athletes were able to get to this point.
But action's not done. We've got more district finals tomorrow.
Yes, in boys basketball, the district finals are taking place. Who will win? Who will go home? We'll see. But what are the matchups tomorrow?
Yeah, so we have several matchups. We have Frankfort and Brethren meeting up. And that's going to be a district final matchup. McBain, NMC.
Panthers.
Playing Baldwin.
Okay, I'm going to make my picks right now.
All right, so Frankfort. Brethren. Who do you got?
Frankfort.
All right, moving on. McBain, NMC, and Baldwin. Who do you got?
McBain, NMC.
Petoskey, Marquette.
Oh.
Marquette. Fantastic team. They just beat Traverse City West. But Petoskey. Taking down Traverse City Central, who's the big tab team in the Big North Conference.
You know what? I'll be a homer. Let's pick Petoskey.
There we go. Midland and Mount Pleasant.
Don't know.
I'm picking Mount Pleasant now.
You going Mount Pleasant? I'll go Midland.
Boyne City, Kingsley. That one should be a fantastic matchup.
Wow.
Are we going to see yet another buzzer beater?
I'm going to go Boyne City. Unfortunately, sorry, Stags,
I'll go Stags. Yeah. Cadillac and Ludington, boys version this time.
Cadillac Vikings.
Cadillac men's. All right, there we go. Standish Sterling, Ogemaw Heights. Ogemaw Heights, just because I think they're the Falcons. Yeah, they're the Falcons. I ran against them in cross country. Great.
You go Ogemaw Heights. I'll go with Standish Sterling, even though I don't know anything about Standish Sterling.
Shepherd and Alma. Going Shepherd all the way.
Don't know, but I'm taking Alma.
Fremont, Coopersville.
Ooh.
Fremont.
Let's see, hanging with Mr. Cooper. I'm going Coopersville.
All right. Charlevoix and Johannesburg Lewis, and that should be a fantastic matchup. Both these teams had impressive games the other day.
Wow. Okay, what's that matchup? Charlevoix and
Johannesburg Lewis.
That's a monster matchup
that
right there.
That could go either way, but I'm going Charlevoix.
Charlevoix, a one-loss team. Yeah, I got to go. I got to go.
Johannesburg Lewiston didn't win the conference, but they were competitive all year long in their conference.
Yeah, they were, and they are good. But we're both picking Charlevoix.
We got Pinconning and Beaverton. I think I already know who you get.
Oh, Pinconning, baby. Best cheese in Michigan, possibly the U.S.
McBain and Lake City meeting up. These two teams are crosstown rivals right next to each other.
That's a huge one. I'll go Ramblers of McBain.
Traverse City St. Francis Taking on Glen Lake. That's a district final
happening. I think Glen Lake, I don't know. St. Francis is coming into the district final red hot.
And they're hosting the district.
And they're playing at home.
So they're playing at home. So.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Lakers. Glen Lake is going to get the upset here.
I'm going to stick with Traverse City St. Francis.
All right.
They play pretty fantastic. So. Pretty fantastic. Yeah, that's a word. Mount Pleasant, Sacred Heart, and Fulton. I'm taking Sacred Heart.
You're going Sacred Heart? Yeah. I'll take the opposite pick there. Fulton.
Lake Leelanau, St. Mary's, the Eagles taking on Leland.
St. Mary's, that's our team, man.
St. Mary's all the way, baby. Onaway taking on Hillman. Who do you got there?
Onaway.
Onaway taking
on Hillman. They're the Cardinals.
All right, we got the Onaway Cardinals winning that one then. Possibly, well, Hillman might have something to say about that. Engadine taking on Rudyard. We got Engadine and Rudyard.
I don't know. Rudyard Bulldogs, they seem tough. Rudyard.
Picking Rudyard.
Rudyard.
And then finally, we have Mackinac City and Pickford.
Oh, Mackinac City. I like the Fort Michelin Mackinac. Mackinac City.
And real quick, I need your pick for the weekend. On Sunday, Michigan taking on Florida State in the Sweet 16.
Oh,
that's happening at 5 o'clock.
That's tough, man. Yeah. I don't know. The way Michigan should win this one. Florida State looking good, though, as a 4 seed getting to where they
got. Those two teams kind of mirror each other. They both put on the full court press. They both play very similarly.
Watch. People are going to pick against Michigan, and they're going to rout Florida State.
Right. I bet you Franz Wagner puts up a good game. I feel like they got to lean on him some more. He's had a few games this season where he stepped up. So if he can step up and play well, if Hunter Dickinson can control that paint, I see why not. But if they kind of fall apart and like they were struggling against their last game, I don't know. Could go both ways.
So,
I'm still picking Michigan at least till maybe even Final Four.
We got it on tape.
At least on my bracket, I got them till Final Four, so I need them to make it that far. They're really? Like the only team left besides Gonzaga that I've got there. So.
Man. So in my busted bracket, I had Michigan getting to the Elite Eight and beating before losing to Alabama, which still could happen.
Right.
This is a toughie. I don't know. Michigan barely escaped the last round. I'm going to say Michigan gets past Florida State.
Just what about the rest of your bracket? The game's happening tomorrow. We have Oregon State and Loyola Chicago. Who do you have in that matchup?
I like Loyola.
They're good.
Listen, I like Loyola.
They got
of Illinois,
something to play for right now. They have an eight seed
playing a 12 seed Oregon State. I wished I would have picked them going further because I knew they were going to be. I knew they would do well, and of course they're doing well. Another one, Oral Roberts.
Playing Arkansas.
Yeah, Oral Roberts. I want Oral Roberts to continue on this streak, too. A 15 seed that
That's
shouldn't
impressive.
Be there.
Right. Houston and Syracuse. I got Houston in that game, but Syracuse, Boeheim, his boy is
got him
on
playing
the team.
Well. Yeah, he's got his son.
Yeah.
His son who's playing well, too. Villanova and Baylor.
Yep, Baylor. I got in that one, but you never know. Villanova could
I got Baylor and Gonzaga hooking up for the national championship in my busted bracket, so that means nothing anymore.
And then on Sunday, number one, Gonzaga taking on Creighton. I've got Gonzaga in that one.
Gonzaga
just because,
is going to wax. I don't think anyone is going to beat Gonzaga.
Is actually the first time I think Gonzaga's actually made it this. I mean, they're still, it's only a Sweet 16. They could get, taken down the next couple games, but past few years, they've been fantastic, top-ranked team, but then they never make it to the final game. They never make it to the championship
game. They don't.
Game. So
they don't live up
to
it.
This could be the year.
This certainly, the way they've been playing, it certainly looks that way.
Yeah, Alabama-UCLA matchup.
Bama to win.
And then USC and Oregon. Should be a nice Pac-12.
We've got a nice,
that's a Pac-12 matchup.
We've got a nice weekend of basketball ahead
should
of us.
Should be nice. So watch plenty of it.
Good luck to all the girls that are still playing. Good luck to the boys tomorrow in the district finals. Represent Northern Michigan, the state finals for bowling tomorrow. Regional tournament beginning tomorrow in wrestling. Congratulations and good luck to all our student athletes still out there playing their respective sports. We might be back next week. We'll see if the plug get pulled.
Yeah, hey, local area teams, you guys are our backbone. As long as you're winning, our lights are on.
So yeah, as long as you're winning, we're winning. All right, so thank you to everyone. Brendan Morris, fine job
once again.
Maybe next week you'll have a place. You'll find a place.
I'll put it in the calendar.
Okay. And maybe we'll call the scammer back next week and see what he's got going on, if he has anything else available. That was great. That was the highlight of the show right there when we called the scammer.
Oh, boy.
I love that.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening. We'll be back and better than ever next Friday night. Have fun out there. Be safe. We'll talk to you again. That's it for us. We are out of here.